Mike DeGubin. Hello, my friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. That's found in John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's my pleasure and joy to be able to come into your presence today, beloved, to share with you the truth of the eternal God. I trust that our Bible study and our time spent together will be of eternal benefit to you, for it's our desire that you come to know the true and the living God, that you come to know the forgiveness of sin, that you come to know the joy, the peace, and the glorious salvation that is available through believing in and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. The one and the only one in whom there is eternal life, forgiveness of sin, and peace with God. The Word of God makes it clear, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I trust, beloved, that you have made that choice, that you have made that decision, that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted him as Savior, because he and he alone is the way of salvation, the way of eternal life, the way of forgiveness, the way to God the Father who is in heaven. And no man will be able to go into the presence of Almighty God except through the Lord Jesus Christ. You might say, well, that's a very narrow way, and I'd have to acknowledge, yes, it is. Jesus Christ himself said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, but narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And, beloved, that's the sad truth, because man has many different ways that he thinks he can get to God. Through good works, through efforts, through religion, through various different kinds of religions. I remember when we were living in the islands of Hawaii, there are many different religions there. And when we would have someone to come and visit us, we would take them to the different temples. And often in each temple, we would see the same person offering incense and praying and seeking help from that particular God. We'd go to another temple, and there we'd see the same person doing the same thing. Why? Because they didn't know the truth, and they were hoping that if this religion wouldn't help them, maybe that religion would help them. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. And Jesus said in Matthew 7:13-14, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beloved, the way to life eternal is only one way. And that one way is through a personal acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as one's personal Savior. He is the only way. There is no other way than the Lord Jesus Christ. And you might say that's very narrow-minded, but that's exactly what Jesus himself said here in verse 14 of Matthew chapter 7. Straight is the gate. That means that gate is not very wide. It's not very broad. It's a straight gate. You have to go right straight through it. And narrow, it's a narrow way. There's only one way. That's as narrow as you can get. I'll never forget a cousin of mine when we were getting ready to go to the Hawaiian Islands to share the gospel and to start some churches. I had a cousin who said, "Well, don't they have religion?" I said, "Yes, they have much religion, and many of them are more devoted to their religion than many American Christians are to their faith in Jesus Christ." He said, "Well, don't you think that as long as they're sincere, that's all that matters?" I said, "What I think isn't important. What matters is what Almighty God has said, and God said through His Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, that there's only one way, and Jesus is the way, that no man will come to God the Father in heaven except through a personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "Well, if there's only one way," said, "that's awfully narrow." I said, "Yes, it is narrow." "Well," he said, "aren't you being awfully narrow-minded?" I said, "Well, when a fellow flies an airplane, isn't he pretty narrow-minded? He doesn't want to land just anywhere. He wants to land at a landing strip. He wants to land at an airfield. That's being kind of narrow-minded, don't you think? Wanting to land at one place and at one landing field, that's being rather narrow-minded. Not being willing to land on a freeway or on a highway somewhere or out in the middle of a pasture, but he wants to land at an airstrip. That's kind of narrow-minded, isn't it? That's because that's designed for a place for him to land safely. So, beloved, there's only one way to salvation, and that one way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the truth and the way, and no man comes to the Father in heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it is a narrow way. Jesus is the only way of salvation. And whether you want to accept it or reject it is your choice and your decision. And you may say, "Well, I don't like that." Beloved, it doesn't matter whether you like it or whether you don't like it. It's the truth. And what you do with that truth is going to determine your eternal destiny, whether you will spend eternity in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven or whether you will spend eternity in the lake of fire, a very real place of eternal torment and suffering prepared for Satan and his angels, to which men, women, boys, and girls go because they reject God's way and will not accept God's way. The Bible makes it clear that God will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. We're told over in the book of 1 Timothy, I believe it is, chapter 2, and that Christ died for all the world. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the whole world that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish," which means to go to hell in the lake of fire, "but should have eternal life." Jesus Christ, beloved, is the way of salvation, and that's the reason you're listening to this broadcast today. It's not by accident that you turn your radio dial to this particular broadcast. God has a message for you personally because He loves you, and He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your stead and for your sin, that if you would put your faith and trust in Him, you might be forgiven for your sin. You might be given the gift of salvation, eternal life, and God would send His Holy Spirit to come into your spirit, to indwell your spirit, and to give to you the gift of salvation, and to cleanse you from sin, and to make you pure and clean and holy and righteous within your spirit. Jesus Christ is willing and ready to do that for you right now, my friend, if you will, from your inner being, cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, that You died for my sin, that You were buried, and that You arose from the grave. I believe You live today, as the Bible says, that You're seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, making intercession for all who will put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior." Beloved, there's coming a day when every one of us are going to die because the wages of sin is death. and physical death is a reality. And you know of people who have already died, and you perhaps have loved ones who have already died. Where did they go, beloved? Where did their soul and spirit go when they died? If they knew the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But, beloved, if they died in their sins, Luke 16 tells us that those who die without Jesus Christ as Savior will go to a place called Hades, a terrible and awful place that is described there in the Gospel of Luke chapter 16. And, beloved, it's a real place where there's flame and where there's fire and where there's suffering and where there's torment, where there's no water, but where there is memory, where people can remember the opportunities they had back here on earth to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and they rejected that opportunity, and they said, no, I want to go my way. I want to believe in my religion. I want to do this, and I want to do that. Beloved, it is a choice that every man has to decide and determine for himself. What will you do with Jesus, which is called Christ? This was a question that was asked by Pilate when he was faced with the decision what to do with Jesus, for the religious crowd had brought Jesus to Pilate, and they wanted him to be crucified. And so he asked that question. He told them, here's Barabbas, he's a murderer, and it's the custom that I release to you one. Whom shall I release to you, Barabbas the murderer, or Jesus who has done nothing wrong? And they said, let Jesus be crucified, and let Barabbas be released. That was their choice. That was their decision. And, beloved, those people who demanded the crucifixion of Jesus Christ died in their sin and will spend eternity in the lake of fire. And, my friend, if you make that same choice and decision to reject Jesus Christ and to not accept Him as your Savior, you too will spend eternity in a very real lake of fire by your own choosing and by your own choice, because you said no to the offer of salvation. You said no to the forgiveness of sin. You said no to the peace of God. You said no to the one who loves you and the one who gave his life in order to give you salvation and forgiveness of sin. For Jesus took your place and he took my place when he died on that old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago, was buried, and came forth victor over death, hell, in the grave. And, beloved, he lives today and offers you forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life if you'll cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, and that you arose from the grave. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. He'll hear your heart's cry. He'll hear that simple prayer, and he'll send his Spirit in to do the work of salvation. Till next time, goodbye.